我每次小的时候看电影的时候，都喜欢问一个问题。
When we were little, when we watch movies, we like to ask a question.
每次电影里出现一个新的人物，就会问说他是好人还是坏人？
And then whenever a character comes out, we ask, is he a good person or bad person?
哎呀，如果我知道他是好人啊，我就知道他做的事情是在做好事的。
And then if we know that that's a good person, the things that he is doing, we know that it's a good things.
包括现在看电影，我有个习惯，我先看结尾。
Sometimes I have this habit that when I watch a movie, I like to watch the ending first.
当我知道最后的结局以后，哎，我回头再去看这个情节，我就更明白了。
So that I know at the end, and now know easier to understand the beginning.
啊，这是保罗写以弗所书和他的书信的手法。
And that is the technique that Paul used to write the book of Ephesians.
他不是不关心我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们的儿女的养育。
It's not that he doesn't care about our work and our family and how to educate our young.
他也很看重我们基督徒在地上的行事为人。
He also put a lot of emphasis on how we behave on earth.
但他最开始讲的都不是这些具体的应用方面的事情。
But the beginning, he really didn't talk about all these practical applications.
几乎他每一封书信开始都在讲说我们到底是谁。
Every single letter of his almost, in the beginning, he talked about who are we.
先把这个问题讲清楚以后，才告诉我们说当如何行事为人。
After he explained that question clearly, then he talked about how we should behave.
所以以弗所书一共六章嘛，前三章就不断地告诉我们说我们这些重生得救的人以前是什么人，现在是什么人，我们得了上帝什么样的恩典。
And so in the first three chapters of Ephesians, he talked about what we were like before, what we're now after, and what kind of grace we have received.
那到了后三章啊，才跟我们具体讲啊，我们当如何与人相处，我们的婚姻家庭应该是怎样的，我们应该怎样去教养我们的儿女。
And then only the last three chapters, how he talked about how we should interact with one another, how do we should behave in our family and educate the young.
所以我们今天读的这段经文，第二章的一到十节，他就再次告诉我们说我们是怎样的蒙恩的人。
And so in the first 10 verses of chapter 2 he talks about what kind of grace we have received.
我们是怎样蒙恩的呢？
How do we receive grace?
我们在蒙恩之前是什么样的人？
What kind of
蒙恩之后又变成什么样的人呢？
What kind of people were we before we received grace and what kind of people did we become?
我们蒙了上帝的恩典之后带来的结果是什么呢？
What is the result of receiving grace?
我们蒙恩，神要把这么多的、这么丰盛的恩典给了你我，他的目的又是什么呢
？What is his purpose? Give us this abundant grace.
所以这就是啊，这一段里面保罗要跟我们讲清楚的问题。
And that's what Paul wanted to explain to us clearly.
我们先来看我们在蒙恩之前是什么样的人呢
？Let's first look at what we were like before we received grace.
他第一句话就告诉我们说，我们是死的人。
First, talk about we are dead in transgressions.
这是从前的状况了。
And that was the before condition.
在我们还没进到基督里面，还没有重生得救之前，我们是死的人。
Before we were born again, we were dead.
你们死在过犯罪恶当中，他叫你们活过来。
We were dead in transgressions and sins, and he made us come alive.
这是圣经让我们看到我们第一个啊，在重生得救之前的。属灵的光景，他用死来定义我们。
So that is the spiritual condition that we were in, and he defined it with death.
一个人一旦死了，就会有生离死别，就会隔绝。
When somebody dies, then you're going to have separation because there's the living and then there's the dead.
你对他喊他，他不应；你碰他，他没有反应。
When you talk to him, he will not respond. When you touch him, he will not react.
这就是我们在重生得救之前，在神的面前，对神是完全没有反应的。
And that's what we were like, that we have completely no reaction to God.
读圣经，我们一读就会打瞌睡，读不懂。
And when we read the Bible, we will just fall asleep and we don't understand it.
对神所关心的事情，神国里的事情，没有兴趣。
And we're not interested in any of the things in the heavenly kingdom.
但是对我们所喜欢做的事情，对我们感兴趣的事情呢，我们就非常的有兴趣。
But yet we're very much interested in the things that we were interested in.
一个妻子买了 一件很漂亮的衣服啊，精心挑选啊，然后故意的在先生面前走来走去。
A wife bought a very pretty dress in her view, and then she intentionally walked in front of her husband.
但是这个先生呢，就盯在那个电视屏幕上看那个球啊，看得津津有味，都没有注意到。太太的这个举动。
But yet the husband was focused on the matches on the TV and didn't really pay attention to the wife.
太太不开心就会说你这个死鬼啊。
And then the wife was not happy, you dead ghost.
不是说他真的死了，而是说他你怎么对我都没有反应呢？
He didn't say that he's dead, but he said you have no reaction to me.
所以死是一个对象的啊。
So there is an object of death.
哇，他对一件事情很有兴趣，但对另外一件事情好像听而不闻、看视而不见，都没有反应。
So it's like he's very much interested in one thing, but to other things has completely no reaction.
在人重生得救之前，对这个世界上的事情很有兴趣。
Before someone was born again, that someone was very much interested in worldly things.
但是对神一点感觉都没有。
But has no feelings towards God.
这是我们从前的光景。
And that was our condition before.
第二个圣经给我们描述哈，以弗所书里讲说我们这个人呢是随从这个世界的潮流，对这个世界哈，跟随这个世界的潮流，然后呢顺从自己肉体啊，肉体的情欲去做事。
And then also the second condition that the Bible tells us is that we would follow the earthly ways and also influenced by our own flesh.
他前面用随从，随从今世的风俗，这个世界是有一个风俗所形成的一种的潮流。
And it talked about that there are these worldly ways that we follow.
对这个世界的潮流呢，我们从前是没有一点抵抗力的。
To the worldly ways, we have completely no resistance.
就是顺着这个世界的趋势啊，世界的流行啊，世界的喜好去做事。
We follow what the world desires and kind of in favor.
另外他讲说，我们不仅是随从这个世界的风俗，还随着肉体放纵我们肉体里面，我们想怎么做，我们肉体里面想怎么做，我们就要怎么去做。
Not only do we follow the ways of this world, we are also completely follow our own flesh.
有的时候我明明知道这个不该做的、不好的
，even though we know that this is not good，
但是我们里面没有那种的能力去抵挡这种的啊肉体的放纵。
But yet we have no power inside to resist this fleshly compulsion.
啊，我生长在黑龙江哈，在黑龙江里面有一种非常名贵的鱼啊，我们叫大马哈鱼。
And Pastor came from Heilongjiang, and there was this very precious fish. It's basically a salmon.
那我就记得小的时候学到这种鱼的时候，给我印象很深刻。这种鱼是会逆流而上的。
And when I learned about it when I was young, I knew that it would actually go against the water.
每年到它要产卵的时候，它就从这个下游一直逆着流游到上游去产卵。
And whenever it is supposed to spawn, it would go from downstream to upstream to give birth.
因为它是活的鱼。
Because it's a living fish.
它是有生命的鱼。
It has a life.
一条死鱼啊，它就只能随波逐流。
A dead fish will only go from up to down.
当我们在神的面前是死的，跟神没有连接的时候，人里面没有这种能力去抵挡世界的潮流，就会随波逐流。
Whenever we were dead, from God's point of view, then we had just to have to follow the world's way and go from up to downstream.
不仅如此啊，第三种给我们重生得救之前的人的描述是说，受邪恶的力量的控制，就是空中掌权者啊，辖制着我们。
And then the third kind of condition of when we were dead in God is that we were controlled by these evil entities.
顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
And of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
如果前两件事情我们还能够有所感觉的话，这件事情常常是在我们不知不觉当中发生的。
And the first two things we kind of realize that, but this third thing is definitely kind of beyond our consciousness.
就像当初这个夏娃碰到那条蛇一样，他不知不觉就被这个蛇给引诱了。
And it's just like Eve encountered this serpent, then subconsciously she was seduced by it.
很奇怪，蛇怎么会讲话呢？
It was strange, how can a serpent talk?
蛇还会讲人话。
And also talk human speech.
夏娃连问都不问。
And then Eve wouldn't even ask him.
那个蛇说，那个树上的果子真是不可以吃的吗？
Can you really not eat this fruit on this tree?
你吃的时候真的会死吗？
Would you really die when you eat it?
当你吃的时候，你眼睛会发亮的，你会像神的。
Your eyes will be brightened when you eat it, and you'll be like God.
所以这些话听在夏娃的耳中好像都很舒服。
And when Eve heard all those, it felt comfortable inside.
她觉得那个蛇很替她着想。
And this serpent is really know how to kind of really think for her.
好像他听了蛇的话，他就觉得他可以得到更多的好处。
It's like I can get more benefits out of it.
然而在不知不觉当中，他就一点一点的偏离了神，就违背神的旨意去做事。
And subconsciously, step by step, she get farther and farther away in God and became disobedient.
当我们死在过犯罪恶当中，当我们随从这个肉体的情欲、今世的风俗，又顺服空中掌权者的首领，这样最终的结局是什么呢？
When we die, when we're dead in transgression and sins that we're influenced by our flesh in this world and we were controlled by these evil forces, what is the final ending?
结果就是落在神的愤怒的审判之下，变成什么？叫做可怒之子。
And then we will enter into God's wrath and become the children of wrath.
这就是罗马书里讲的，原来神的愤怒在天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
And that's just like in Romans, that, that God's wrath is revealed in those people who are unrighteous.
在神的愤怒之下的人，他自己还不晓得的时候，
When God's wrath fall on people and they were not realizing it,
在那个可怕的审判即将要降临之前，哪怕是几秒钟之前，这底下的人都没有意识到。
And even a few seconds before God's judgment arrives, that these people on earth still did not realize.
但是这件事情已经显明在哪里啊？天上已经显明了。
But yet these things have been already been revealed where? In heaven.
这件事情在神的面前已经确定了。
God has already determined.
罪的工价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
当人不听神的警告，不听信神的话，意外的抵挡神的这个圣灵的做工的话，那这些人就一直是可怒之子，落在神愤怒的审判之下。
When people didn't listen to God's words and they become the children of wrath and is inside God's wrath.
不知道什么时候头顶上这个天花板就会掉下来。
They really don't know at what time would the ceiling fall on them.
唯一的出路就是要借着耶稣基督逃出来。
The only exit is through Jesus.
十字架已经给我们开了一条出路，一条得救得生命的道路。
The cross has already opened a way for us to receive salvation and life.
借着耶稣基督哈，接下来给我们描述哈，我们这个地位完全改变了，变成什么？与基督同活、同复活，而且一起坐在天上。
Through Jesus, our situation completely changed, that we become co-enlivened, co-raised, and co-seated with Christ in the heavenly realms.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
But because of his great love for you, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
连着三次他讲一同一同一同。
And three times, co, co, co.
一同活过来，以前是死的，现在我们跟基督一同活过来。
Before we were dead, and now we were co-enlivened with Christ.
以前我们是没有这个能力的，最终会落到死亡当中的，但如今与基督一同复活了。
Before we didn't have that power, but now we are co-raised with Christ.
以前我们被这个世界的潮流紧紧的裹住了。
Before we were tightly bound by the early worldly ways.
被空中那个掌权那个邪灵给压制住了，起不来的。
And we were controlled by the evil spirit of the power of the heavens.
但如今我们可以跟基督一同升到天上，坐在父神的宝座的右边。
But today we were co-seated with Christ in the heavenly realms.
大家连续读下来就知道，这三件事情就是在以弗所书第一章保罗为我们祷告让我们明白的那件事情。
And if you read the first chapter of the book Ephesians, that those are the three things that Paul wanted us to understand.
让我们灵里的眼睛被打开。
So that our eyes and our spirit can be opened.
让我们能知道运行在我们当中那个能力是何等的浩大。
So we will know the power that moves within us is how powerful and great.
那个能力就是运行在主耶稣基督里面的那个能力。
And that power is the power inside Jesus.
如今这个能力就运行在你我成圣得救的这些基督徒的里面。
And so now that same power is moving within us.
这个能力曾经使耶稣基督从死里复活。
This power raised Jesus from the dead.
这个能力使我们的灵跟神的灵连在一起了。
This power allows us to be connected, our spirit to be connected with God's spirit.
以至于我们可以活在神的面前，对神有反应了。
So that we can live, be alive in front of God and have reactions towards God.
这个灵里的重生让我们新的生命，让我们喜爱神的话，让我们愿意追求向神更加的美善。
So that this, rebirth in God is allow us to like His, love His words and to pursue Him.
不仅如此哈，他已经把我们提升了，我们这个新的生命已经不再属于这个地上的，是属天的，是属灵的，是跟耶稣基督一起坐在上帝的宝座的右边。
So that our lives is no longer life on earth, but our life is in the heavenly world realms with Christ.
这样的事情发生，天和地的这个差别。这样的一个改变都是出于什么呢？原因是什么呢？他说是神丰富的怜悯、极大的爱和极丰盛的恩典带来的。
And what is the reason for this tremendous change in our life? It's because of God's rich mercy, great love, and surpassing rich grace.
让我们本来这些死在过犯罪恶当中的人，要走向灭亡、接受上帝愤怒的审判的人，我们竟然能够成为神手中可以使用的器皿。能够行出神要让我们行出的善来。
So that those people that like us who were dead in transgression and sins can now have a consequence that we can do good works that God has already prepared.
过去我们是死的，现在活过来，为什么？
Before we were dead and now we're alive, why?
因为神的怜悯、神的爱和神的恩典。
It's because of His mercy, His love, and His grace.
以前我们只能顺流而下，没有逆流而上的能力，但如今我们却能够活在耶稣基督里面，活出神的样式来。为什么？
And before we could only follow the water, but now we can go upstream, and now yet we can follow Jesus' example. And why was that?
是因为神怜悯了我们。
Because God has mercy on us.
凭着他的爱，用他的恩典，丰盛的恩典，不断充满在我们的生命当中，让我们有了这种能力。
It's because of His great love and surpassing rich grace, so that we can have this power in us.
以前我们是罪的奴仆，我们心中喜好的肉体，我们会放纵，会行那些我们自己会后悔的事情。但如今我们竟然可以能够走成圣的道路，可以做荣耀神的事情。中间这个改变的原因是什么？
And before we were slaves of sin, but now we can do God's work. And what was the reason for that change?
不是因为我们这个人的意志力有多强。
It's not because we have a strong will.
不是我们这个人多么这个自制哈自律，然后我们凭着自己的努力可以达到神要求的标准，完全是凭着上帝的恩典。
And it's not because we have so self-disciplined that we can kind of made up our mind to follow God's will. It is instead because of God's rich grace.
征战的对象是属灵的，是属空中的那个恶魔，没有办法用血气，我们自己是打不过的。怎么能够胜过魔鬼？是靠着我们重生以后，里面圣灵的大能，才使我们胜过这一切。
We can never fight that power of the spirit of the air, but it is now through the reborn Holy Spirit within us that we can fight that battle.
这是神的怜悯、慈爱和恩典。
And that is God's great mercy, love, and grace.
让我们这些本来是走向灭亡的人
，So the people who were destined for death.
本来是这个宇宙的垃圾，要被丢到那个地狱里面用火去烧的人。
And that we were actually rubbish that would be thrown into hell to be burned.
但今天不仅脱离了地狱的火，而且能够成为神手中的器皿，贵重的器皿，为主所使用，这是为什么呢？
That we can escape the fire of hell and now become a vessel to be used by God. And what was the reason?
都是因着上帝的怜悯、慈爱。
It's because of God's mercy, love, and grace.
所以在这一段里面哈，把这三个词特别的突出出来。
So now these three words have been explained in these passages.
强调我们得救是本乎恩。
To emphasize that our salvation is by grace.
是上帝怜悯了我们。
Is God has mercy on us.
是他的主动向我们施恩，他的爱的彰显，我们才能够有今天这样的恩典中的地位。
And it's because of God's proactively be graceful to us and expressing His love for us that we have this situation.
保罗不是随随便便选这三个词的。
Paul didn't choose these three words randomly.
因为这是当初上帝做自我介绍的时候，为他自己描述他自己的时候所用的这三个词。
Because that was the three words that God used when He made His own self-introduction.
在出埃及记三十四章，是以色列人出了埃及，走到西乃山底下，在那停了十一个月的时间发生的事情。
Exodus 34 is what happened when the Israelites escaped Egypt, and then they were at the bottom of Mount Sinai for 11 months.
神行了极大的神迹，实灾把他们从埃及地领出来。
God has performed great miracles to lead them out of Egypt.
一路上哈，他们缺水的时候给他们水喝，他们缺食物的时候降玛纳，缺肉的时候给他们鹌鹑吃。
And then when they lack water, God gave them water. When they lack food, God gave them manna. And when they lack meat, God gave them meat.
一路上像那个老鹰拖着那个小鹰一样，一路的把他们带到西乃山的底下。
It's like this eagle protecting his eaglet, and all the way brought them to the bottom of Mount Sinai.
而且神亲自在这个西乃山上显现，对他们讲话。
And yet God, and also God has revealed Himself on Mount Sinai and talked to them personally.
十诫给他们，约书给他们，神的那些的律法典章都给了他们。
God has given them Ten Commandments and all the rules and regulations.
告诉他们怎么跟这个神来往。
To tell them how to really interact with this God.
神又特地预备这个摩西建起一个会幕来，让那个地方成为以色列人跟神直接会面的地方。
And also God has told Moses to how to build this tabernacle so there will be a place for people to meet God.
但就因为摩西在山上时间太久了，四十天的时间，这个山下的这个以色列人没有见到他。
But because Moses was on the top of the mountain for 40 days, and that was too long a period for the people down below,
他们就开始怀疑，哇，这个摩西到底会不会下来了？
And they started to doubt, is Moses going to come back?
这个神还会不会带领我们往前走了？
Will God continue to lead us forward?
他们这个时候就做了一件很得罪神的事情。
And they have done a thing that greatly sinful against God.
建了一个金牛犊，让这个金牛犊来代表神来引。要引导他们回埃及。
They built this golden calf to represent a kind of idol god that would lead them back to Egypt.
这一段话是在这样一个大背景当中，神已经施恩给以色列人，但是这些以色列人小信不信，却违背神的旨意，造出偶像来敬拜这个偶像。
And it's this background that God has already given them grace and mercy, but yet the Israelites were sinning and building this idol.
摩西就迫切地在神面前。为以色列人代求。
So Moses earnestly prayed for the Israelites.
神听了摩西的祷告，说：“好吧，你摔碎的那两个石板，你再造两个。”
God has listened to Moses' prayer and said, "Those two tablets that you have shattered, build another two."
明天早晨，你带着这两块石板上山来。
Tomorrow morning, you bring these two tablets up the mountain.
当摩西带着新造的两个石板到了山上以后。耶和华就在摩西的面前宣告他自己的名，是这样一段话。
And then when Moses ascended on the mountain, and that is what God has told Moses.
耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。”
And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God."Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.
之前，耶和华神有亲自向摩西启示说他的名字叫什么。
Before God has revealed to Moses his own name,
他亲自告诉摩西说：“我叫耶和华，我是自由拥有的神。”
He said, "I'm Jehovah. I am who I am."
但这一次呢，是用这几个词进一步去描述他作为耶和华到底是怎样一位神呢？
And here it further explained his own nature with these three words.
最关键就是这三个词：怜悯、恩典和慈爱。
And these are the three key words: compassionate, gracious, and loving.
所以从这开始哈，那些认识神的先知、认识神的君王，就常常回到这句话来宣告耶和华的名。
And from then on, all those kings and prophets who truly understand God would come back to this passage.To describe God,
最喜欢提到神是怜悯慈爱恩典的神，就是大卫。
The one who likes to describe God as compassionate, gracious, and loving is David.
诗篇里你去找哈，至少三篇的诗篇里面，他在他的诗歌在敬拜祷告当中来宣告神的名是怜悯恩典和慈爱。
At least in three Psalms, he would proclaim that God is this compassionate, gracious, and loving God.
你知道大卫是被称为合神心意的君王。
David was called someone who is according to God's will.
他从小经历神，爱神。
From when he was young, he experienced God and followed God.
但他不是没有软弱的时候。
It's not that he doesn't have times of weakness.
他有犯罪，他有跌倒的时候。
He sinned and also he stumbled.
他甚至有被神所管教，严厉的管教的时候。
And there were also times that he was disciplined severely by God.
但是他跟摩西有一个共同点，就是他们都渴望为神造一个居所。
And like Moses, he longed to build a residence for God.
摩西是为神造了一个会幕，大卫就一心想为神造一个圣殿。
Moses built a tabernacle, and David wanted to build a temple.
一生在任何一个阶段的时候，他都凭着这三个方面来紧紧地抓住神，认识神，因为他知道上帝是有怜悯、有慈爱、有恩典的神。
And in his entire life, he grasped onto these three characteristics of God, that God is compassionate, gracious, and loving.
诗篇86篇是这样讲。
Psalm 86.
诗篇103篇，他也是这样讲。
Same thing in Psalm 103.
到诗篇145篇，大卫这样讲说，耶和华有恩惠，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，大有慈爱。
And once again in Psalm 145, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
当他软弱跌倒的时候，他还紧紧抓住神的慈爱、神的怜悯、神赦免的恩典，他就重新站立起来。
When he was weak and stumbled, he grasped onto God's graciousness and compassionate mercy so that he can stand again.
当他得胜的时候，他知道这不是凭着我的能力，是凭着耶和华的名，我才能够得胜的。
When he was victorious, he knew it's not by his own strength, but it's through Jesus. I mean, for God's name.
这是。以色列人被掳归回以后，尼西米带他们在一起聚会的时候所发出的祷告。
And this is the prayer that Nehemiah offered after he led the Israelites who were in exile to come back to Jerusalem.
这些人在被掳之地待了这个七十年。
They were in the exile land for 70 years.
时间到了啊，神就感动这个古列王，让他们有机会能够回归到他们的圣城耶路撒冷。
And when the time has come, they were allowed to return back to Jerusalem.
回来看到是一片荒凉的景况。
And they saw how desolate it was.
本来那个荣耀的圣殿是何等的辉煌，但如今都是一片的废墟了。
And it used to be this glorious temple, but now it is in ruins.
他们要重新的建圣城，重新的来修建那个圣殿。
And they want to rebuild the holy city and the holy temple.
但他们很清楚的知道。最重要的重建，这个重建还不是在外面的建筑，最重要的重建是在神子民当中人心里的重建。
But they realize that the most important rebuilding is not these external structures, but it is the hearts that needs to be rebuilt.
所以他们就聚集在一起，有人在那里读神的话，有人在那里讲神的话，然后全体以色列人那个时候就哭泣、流泪、祷告、悔改在神的面前。
And then they would gather and listen and read God's words, and then all the people would then be weeping and then repenting.
他们在神的面前承认他们的罪，承认他们列祖的罪，但我们的列祖行事狂傲，应着镜像，不听从你的诫命。但你是乐意饶恕人的，有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱的神，并不丢弃他们。
And they recognized their own sins and their ancestors' sins, and they said, But they, our ancestors, became arrogant and stiff-necked, and they did not obey your commands. But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not desert them.
在整个这个国家落到那个最荒凉、最这个不兴旺的时候，他们靠着什么能够站立起来？靠着什么能够重新再活在神的面前，能够蒙神的悦纳？靠着神的名。
And when the whole country is in ruins, what is it that they can count on to stand up again is really God's grace and compassion.
约珥书啊，约珥先知呼唤人悔改的时候也是用这句话。
When the prophet Joel asked for people to repent, he's also using the same words.
为什么我们可以撕裂心肠不撕裂衣服能够悔改在神的面前呢？因为他有恩典有怜悯，不轻易发怒有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity.
最有意思的时候是约拿也是这样的宣告神的名的。
And the most interestingly is the same way Jonah proclaimed God's name.
约拿宣告神的名这一次，让他觉得很稀奇哦。
And when he proclaimed God, he was really amazed.
他说：“我作为先知，我早在这个我的家乡以色列那个地方，我就知道神是有恩典、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、有丰盛的慈爱的。”
Back in my hometown, I realized that God is gracious and compassionate and abounding in love.
但是让他稀奇、让他想不到的是说，这样的丰盛的怜悯、这样的慈爱、这样的恩典，竟然会临到亚述人、尼尼微人身上。
And what he didn't realize is that that kind of love and grace and compassion would enter not only to the Israelites, but also to the Ninevites and to the Assyrians.
不光是给神的选民以色列人的，还是给以色列人的敌人的。
Not only for the Israelites, but to the Israelites' enemies.
这是为什么到以弗所书第三章的时候，保罗要为我们祷告了，祷告让我们能够跟众圣徒一起明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So then in chapter 3 of Ephesians, Paul was saying that we want to understand how God's love is abounding from east to west and from top to bottom.
因为就是说，当我们以为我们明白神的怜悯，以为明白神的慈爱，以为我们已经经历神够丰盛的恩典的时候，正是我们还没有经历那丰富的恩典、慈爱的最丰盛的时候。
When we think we understand how abounding God's love and rich of grace is, we actually really truly did not understand.
让我们能够一起更深的、不断不断的、更多的去体验、体会、明白神的怜悯、恩典和慈爱。
May we even more fully to understand God's love, mercy, and grace.And here in chapter 2 of Ephesians is really following this Old Testament tradition in explaining God's mercy, love, and grace.
一节到第三节讲我们以前的光景。
Verses 1 to 3 talk about our previous condition.
到第四节一开始一个转折，然而。
And then there is this turning in verse 4.
为什么会有这样的转折呢？
Why do we have this turn?
就是因为神有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰盛的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后代的后来的世代看。
And God raises up Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
你们得救是本乎恩。
For it is by grace you have been saved.
也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And it's through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
所以我们花一点时间再去体会更深的去 理解一下这三个词。
So that we'll spend a little bit more time to really understand these three words.
第一个是怜悯。
First is mercy.
Rahum, 这个词呢跟这个母腹这个词是同一个词根。
And this word Rahum, is really come from the same root as the word about the mother's womb.
所以这个怜悯这个词这个希伯来文是很这个充满色彩的这个词不抽象的让我们通过具体的事情有点跟中国文化相似通过一些具体的东西去了解神要表达的意思。
So this Hebrew word is actually very colorful and it's not abstract. It's really you, like Chinese language, it's trying to help us understand with some very concrete analogies.
这个怜悯是什么意思呢？就像这个母亲的子宫保护那个最脆弱的最容易被伤害的那个孩子一样，那样一种的柔情，那样一种的保护，那样一种的怜悯。
So this mercy is like this mother's womb who is protecting this most vulnerable baby.
所以我们顺着这个思路去理解，到底神怜悯我们是什么意思。
So then following this, we can understand what it means for God to have mercy on us.
旧约里有一个故事就是所罗门断案的故事。
In the Old Testament, there is this story about King Solomon and trying to judge.
两个妈妈一个孩子
Two mothers, one child.
两个妈妈都说这个孩子是她的
Both mothers said, this child is mine.
那怎么断这个案呢？
How do you judge?
所罗门说拿来用刀把它劈成两半 一个妈妈有一半
And then Solomon said, well, take it here. I'm going to cut it in half. Each one of you will have one half.
但是这那个真正的妈妈就动了怜悯，她里面那种柔情就被激发出来。
And the real mother, it has full of mercy and her love came out.
我不争了，不争了，这个孩子给她好了。
And then she said, okay, I'm not going to fight for it anymore. She can have it.
所罗门就知道啊，这个充满这个心肠，有这个母亲那个妈妈那个柔情的才是真正的妈妈。
So then Solomon know that this woman who is full of love for the baby is the real mother.
所以大家就感受到神怜悯我们那样一种，真的像妈妈对待一个 baby 啊小婴儿一样的那样的爱我们，关顾我们，保守我们。
So we know that God's mercy on us is like a mother towards a child that is full of love and tenderness.
当然，这个怜悯不光是描述人的情感，更是出于这样一种柔情而带出的行动。
And this mercy is not just an emotion, but also the behavior that it brings out.
当以色列人全族的人在埃及地受苦的时候，他们呼求耶和华的名，耶和华就动了那个怜悯的心肠。
When the Israelites were suffering in Egypt, they cry out to God, and God has mercy on them.
他就差派摩西把他们从受苦的境况中带出来。
And God has sent Moses to bring them out of the land of suffering.
当他们走在旷野的时候，看着这些孩子们没有吃的，没有喝的，上帝没有丢下他们不管，而是从天上降下玛纳来给他们吃的，从磐石出水喂养他们。
When God saw that the children have nothing to eat and nothing to drink in the wilderness, God has sent manna as food and also water coming out of the rocks to feed them and get them drink.
这是一个充满怜悯、充满这个柔情的那个心肠的上帝对待他们子民的他子民的样式。
And that is the way God treated them with mercy.
这是以赛亚书四十九章所说的哈，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩呢？不连续她所生的儿子呢？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
In Isaiah 49, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
地上的母亲还有失误的时候、忽略的时候、忽视的地方，但是我们这个神是从来没有离弃我。
The mothers on earth may have times of forgetfulness, but yet this Father in heaven will never forget.
上帝的怜悯这种的心肠，最集中的是通过耶稣基督的降生表现出来。
And the most focused moment of God, how God expressed her mercy is through the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一个掌管天地的主竟然很温柔的变成了一个 baby, 变成了一个婴孩，借着妈妈的这个肚腹生出来。
And this creator of the heaven and earth would become a baby to come to this world through a mother's womb.
耶稣基督来，把上帝的怜悯彰显在我们的当中。
When Jesus came, he expressed the mercy of God among us.
呼唤我们回转归向他，就像母鸡召唤那个小鸡一样，他要召唤到他的翅膀之下来保护他。
And just like the mother hen was calling out to the chicks to protect them under her wings.
哪怕其实对那些顶撞他的那些不懂事的孩子、不听话的，好像 teenager 一样，上帝也充满怜悯的心肠，忍耐等候他们的成长成熟。
And even for the disobedient children, God is full of patience and mercy and await their return.
哪怕这些不懂事的孩子、悖逆的孩子，要送他上十字架，要钉死他在十字架，他也默默地忍受着这些的痛苦，要上十字架来救赎他。
Even when the disobedient want to kill him, want to send him on the cross to die, he would then also go on the cross, obediently.
这就是神为什么是在我们死的时候，他就与他为敌的时候，他还要派下他的独生子耶稣基督为我们钉十字架的原因，就是因为他怜悯我们。
And that's the reason why we were still enemies of God, and why God would still send His Son to this world to save us.And that's because of His mercy.
盼望我们在神的怜悯当中、神的恩典当中重生的人，我们里面也有神的这种怜悯的心肠。
So may we who receive God's mercy would have the same mercy in us.
主也应许啊，那些有怜悯的人啊，怜悯人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜悯。
God has promised that blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
第二个词是慈爱啊，这个词呢，在任何其他的语言当中，除了希伯来文之外呢， 很难找到对应的词汇。
The word love, is very actually very difficult to find a comparable word in other languages except in Hebrew.
这个 hased 这种爱呢，最接近的哈，用中文来翻译大概就是忠义之爱。
The probably the closest way to translate into Chinese is this loyal love.
那这个词里面呢，不仅是包含那个爱的成分，还是包含着那种的忠诚，那种的这个守约。施慈爱，所以这两个字常常是连在一起的啊，是那个不轻易放弃所爱的对象的那一种的忠诚之爱。
So it's at the same time love and also at the same time kind of being faithful and loyal and not easy to give up.
无论在中文还在英文当中，这个爱多半的是比较强调人的感觉、感受、情感方面。
In the word love in either Chinese or English, it mostly emphasizes that emotional angle of it.
但这个Hesed 这个爱呢，更强调他出于那种的忠诚、那种守约、那种的不放弃的那种的行为、意志中的爱。
But in Hebrew, this word love is really more emphasis on being faithful and willing to keep the covenant and not easy to give up.
最清楚的表达这种 Hesed 啊，这种忠诚之爱呢，就是这个路德和拿俄米的故事。
The most exemplary example is really this loyal love between Ruth and Naomi.
这两个女人，这个婆媳之间这种的爱啊，尤其是路德对这个拿俄米的爱，完全不是基于什么前提条件，没有什么条件的一种的没有条件的爱。
The love between Ruth and Naomi, especially from Ruth to Naomi, is a kind of love that has no preconditions.
他们都是寡妇，而且这个时候拿俄米已经老了，她自己已经有很多的需要照顾的地方。
And they are both widows, and at that time Naomi was old in many ways that she would need help.
但路德很年轻，路德有很多的出路，她不一定非得跟她的这个婆婆在一起，她可以回去再嫁人，可以开始新的生活。
Ruth was still young, and she has many options. She doesn't really have to follow this mother-in-law. She can go remarry herself.
但她没有，她选择跟她的婆婆年老的这个婆婆在一起，回到一个她婆婆的家乡，她所陌生的一个地方。生活在那一些他不认识的那一群人当中，就是为了一种忠诚的挚爱。
And yet she chose to follow her mother-in-law to go back to her hometown, a place which is unfamiliar to her, and it's because of that loyal love.
跟他相对照的是拿俄米的另外一个儿媳妇啊，他就选择另外一条路，他就回到他本族的人家中呢当中去了。
And in contrast is the other daughter-in-law that she chose to go back to the daughter-in-law's own hometown.
但是路德当婆婆劝她离开的时候，她竟然讲说：“你的国就是我的国，你的民就是我的民，你的神就是我的神。你死在哪里，我就跟你死在哪里。”
And when Naomi urges her to go back to her own hometown, she said, "Your country is my country, your people is my people, your God is my own God. I'm going to die in the same place as you."
她跟拿俄米回去，她眼睛是看不到任何好处的。
She really cannot see any benefit when going back with Naomi.
所以这种爱是一种无条件、不期待回报、一种慷慨、仗义、信守承诺的一种爱。
And so this kind of love is an unconditional love that she is not expecting any return. It's this loyal love.
这就是主耶稣基督在十字架上所彰显的那个。Hesed 那个忠诚之爱的那个本质
，and that is the nature of love that Jesus has revealed on the cross for us.
因为神耶稣基督就是爱
，because God Jesus is love.
不是因为被爱的对象可爱
，it's not because the other side is lovely.
不是因为他爱他能够得到什么回报好处
，it's not because loving that person would get some return.
就像那个太阳一样，太阳只要在那里，它就一直不断的散发着这种爱的光芒。
Besides the sun, because it's there, it is going to shine forth with its love.
因为这种忠诚之爱就是神的本质啊！神自己宣告他名的时候，他特别用这个词来描述他自己，他就是慈爱。
And that's because this kind of love is God's nature when he proclaimed his own name, and that is what it is.
所以你看耶稣基督来到地上，不管人怎么对待他，他的回应都是爱。
When Jesus came to this earth, doesn't matter how people treated him, his response was love.
人离弃他，他也爱。
People deserted him, he still loved.
人这个钉他十字架，他也爱，他为他们祷告。
When people nailed him on the cross, he still loves and prayed for them.
三天以后从死里复活，依然回到这些离弃他的这些门徒当中来彰显他的慈爱。
And after he resurrected, 3 days later, he still returned to these disciples who deserted him because of his love.
所以诗篇里面有一篇很特别的这个诗篇哈，那个诗篇从头到尾就重复这一句话哈，他的慈爱永远长存，他的慈爱永远长存，他的慈爱永远长存，一共重复了26次。
And there is a very special psalm that has this phrase that is repeated 26 times: "His loving devotion endures forever."
重复，重复，重复，每讲一件事情，发生的一件事情，都讲说这背后是彰显上帝的慈爱，而且他的慈爱永远长存。
It says repeatedly and repeatedly, anything happened is because His love, loving devotion endures forever.
耶稣基督就是这个爱的化身。今天他用这个爱的这个温暖。这个阳光在吸引着每一个人，你要寻找爱吗？你要得到爱吗？你要真的能够经历那种大爱吗？来到耶稣这里，你只有在耶稣基督这里才能够明白，才能够经历，才能够知道什么是真正的爱。
And Jesus is the embodiment of love, and today it still attracts people. If you really want to know what is love, you have to come to Jesus, and then you will experience it.
一个动听的悦耳的音乐和这个非常名贵的、非常悦人眼目的这个宝石之间有什么共同之处呢
？What is the common thing between this beautiful music and also this precious jewel？
啊，这就是恩典的意思。
And that is the meaning of grace。
什么是恩典？恩典是喜悦，出于一种的喜悦，一种的喜爱，然后把一个宝贵的礼物送给他。
And grace really means that something that you pleases you, and then you want to give this wonderful, precious gift to that person。
以斯帖作为王后，好久没有被王召见，她自己不能够到王面前的哦，那时候要冒这个被处死的危险。
Esther has not seen the king for a long time, and she cannot by herself go to see the king. That would incur the risk of death.
但以斯帖冒死来到王的面前的时候，哎，王就喜悦他，然后向他伸杖，表示说接纳了他啊，要向他施恩的意思。
But yet, when Esther came in front of the king had grace upon her, and because it pleases him, so he extended this golden scepter to her.
这个在家里啊，骗了他的哥哥啊，把长子的这个名分、长子的祝福都骗到以后，就离家出走的这个雅各，20年以后又回来，又被他的哥哥，他的哥哥本来是恨他，但当他俯伏几次，一次再次的在他哥哥面前谦卑俯伏的时候，就蒙了他哥哥的接纳和悦纳，没有用恨来对待他，而是重新接待他。
And this Jacob, who has cheated the firstborn's privileges from his own brother Esau, and returned home after 20 years, and he was humbling himself, and then he was accepted by grace by Esau.
所以王后以斯帖经历的。和雅各在他哥哥面前所经历的有什么共同之处呢
？What are the common things that Esther and Jacob had experienced? Are there in common?
就是恩典
，and that's grace.
就是不配得的，他得到了。
Something that is not worthy to receive, but yet they received it.
神的恩典把我们不配得的永生，把我们不配得的那个祝福，把我们不配得的在神里面那个永远的荣耀的基业，借着耶稣基督赐给我们了。这叫什么？恩典。
And when we, who are sinners, who don't deserve God's grace, but yet we have received eternal life and the inheritance in heaven, and that's because of God's grace.
这个恩典不是很勉强的给我们的，给了我们好像很他心不甘情不愿，不是这个味道。
And when we receive this grace, it's not something that is got given by God unwillingly.
这个恩典背后是代表那种喜悦，送礼物那个人他很欢喜，很愿意，出于对这个。得礼物的这个人的喜悦，他才把这个宝贵礼物送给他的。
And this word grace represents the giver really giving it willingly because he is pleased with the person who is giving receiving this gift.
这就是主耶稣基督在约旦河里面受洗出来以后，天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And that's why when Jesus was baptized, when he came out of the river Jordan, then there is this voice from above: "This is my son whom I please."
这就是耶稣带着三个门徒上山登山变现以后，天开了，有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And that's when Jesus ascended the mountain with transfiguration, and there is this voice from heaven again saying, "This is my son, whom I please."
律法是借着摩西来的， 恩典和真理是借着主耶稣基督来的。
The law came from Moses, but yet grace came through Jesus.
我们必须在耶稣基督里面。
We must be in Jesus.
因为神所喜悦的、神所爱的是那个独生的爱子耶稣基督。
Because it is His only Son that is pleasing to God.
我们只有接受他进到我们的心中，我们有了耶稣基督，我们才有神的喜悦在我们身上。
Only when we receive Jesus in our heart will we have God's, will we please God.
我们只有接着相信，进到耶稣基督的里面，受洗归入基督之后，披戴基督之后，我们才有神的喜悦在我们的身上。
Only when we enter into Jesus and be baptized in Him will we be pleasing to God.
我们得救是本乎恩。
Our salvation is by grace.
是神给我们的白白的礼物。
It is a gift given unconditionally.
也是因着信，借着我们信心领受神给我们预备好的这样一个美好的礼物。
And it's also through faith we have received God's salvation.
啊，这句话重复了两次啊，一个是在第五节，你们得救是本乎恩。
And this sentence has been repeated twice here in verse 5. It is by grace you have been saved.
在第八节再讲一次啊，你们得救是本乎恩。
And then again in verse 8, it is by grace you have been saved.
这是一个主教讲的一句话啊，讲的说在这个救恩当中，我们有什么贡献没有？
And this is a sentence from this bishop. What are the contribution of us towards our own salvation?
有贡献的。
We have a contribution.
唯一的贡献就是我们的罪。
The only contribution from us is our own sins.
就是需要被赦免、被救赎的那个我们犯下的罪。
And those are the sins that requires redemption.
一切都是出于神。我对救恩唯一的贡献就是我需要被救赎的罪。
All is of God. The only thing of my very own which I can contribute to redemption is the sin from which I need to be redeemed.
凭着神的丰盛的怜悯、慈爱和恩典，我们蒙了救赎。
Because of God's abundant grace, love and mercy, that we've been redeemed.
那神救赎我们，为什么呢？要达到什么目的呢？
What is the purpose that God is trying to achieve?
所以第十节不能跟前面八节脱开来，这个读的。
We cannot read verse 10 separately from those previous verses.
这是救恩的一个完整的一部分。
This is the complete salvation.
我们得救本乎恩，因着信。那神救了我们呢？我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
We are saved by grace, through faith, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
啊，这里的行善不是我们这个，好像这个。世俗意义上的行善。
When here we talked about good works, it's not like the secular good work charity that we're thinking.
因为我们知道善可以定义为善的只有一位。
Because we know there's only one that is good.
不是人以为好的事情。
It's not what people think is good.
而是在神眼中看为好的事情。
It's really what is good in God's eyes.
我们的行善是在神预备叫我们行的这些事情才叫善事。
When we do things that God is prepared for us to do, then those are the good things.
所以啊，我们第一个啊，在我们当中，如果还有没有重生得救的朋友，在网上啊
，If there are those among us, that have not accepted Jesus yet,
那第一件事情你需要做的就是赶快脱离那个要不知道什么时候会掉下来那个天花板的威胁，快快的归到基督里面。你才能够有一个安全，有一个重生，有一个得救。
And you need to kind of escape the danger of that impending ceiling falling on you, and to return to Christ to have that eternal life.
因为神的愤怒、神的审判，这些已经显明在天上，虽然我们在地上看不见，天上已经被显明出来了。
Because God's wrath and judgment has been revealed in heavens, even though we on earth could not see it quite yet.
如果人不重生，就不能见神的国，人若不重生，就不能得神国的祝福。
If we are not born again, that we cannot enter in God's kingdom and receive His blessings.
如果人不在耶稣基督里重生，还是那个死的，在神的面前是死的人。
If we're not born again, we're still dead in front of God.
还是在那里挣扎哈，自己想做的却不去做，这个 愿意做的却不行。
We will still be struggling to do the things that we could not quite do.
还是会在不知不觉当中，就像夏娃一样，亚当夏娃一样，被那个空中的邪灵所辖制。
And we will still be subconsciously be controlled by the evil spirit.
快快的悔改。
Quickly repent.
相信耶稣。
Believe in Jesus.
接受耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
Accept the salvation that he has done on the cross.
受洗归入耶稣基督。
And be baptized in his name.
你才能真正的得救，达到一个安全的地方。
So that we can go into the safe haven.
今天我们大部分的弟兄姐妹是已经重生得救的人。
Most of us are already born again and has been saved.
神用这么大的怜悯、恩典、慈爱救赎了我们，是为什么？
God has saved us with great faith, grace and love and compassion. And why is that?
是为让我们行善。
So that we can do good works.
行善不是得救的基础哦，行善是在后面，不是在前面啊，不是因为我们行善我们才得救的哦。
Doing good works is not the foundation, is not the front part, is the back part.
但是行善是我们得救的必然的结果。
But yet, doing good works is the natural result of our being saved.
那这里面所讲的行善，我们就要跟这个上下文前八、九节的经文要连在一起讲啊。前面讲神是用怜悯、慈爱和恩典救赎了我们。
And we need to talk about good works in connection with the previous nine verses when it says that God is saving us through His mercy, grace, and love.
神是这样一位怜悯、慈爱、恩典的主。
And God is this God that is loving and compassionate and also full of grace.
那我们这些在耶稣基督里面被造成的这个艺术杰作、这个工作的意思哈，我们重生的这个生命也同样的具有神的怜悯、慈爱和恩典，对不对？
So that this piece of wonderful work that is created by God is also full of compassion and mercy and grace.
所以这里所讲的行善就是说，借着我们的重生，借着我们的得救，神要预定我们怎么样，把神的恩典、怜悯和慈爱能够表现出来。
So that when we were born again, that we need to reveal God's mercy, love and grace.
所以这里讲的行善不是说你一定要做什么事。
And here when we talk about good works, it's not that it's some specific thing that you have to do.
而是说你当做任何一件事的时候，你都当把这个事情当做一个机会来彰显主的怜悯、慈爱和恩典。
It's to say that whenever you do anything, you look at it as an opportunity to demonstrate God's mercy, love and grace.
在教会当中，我们很多的同工很忙碌，但是在教会当中的服事不是为了凸显自己多能干、多聪明、比别人多强。
And we have a lot of work to do in the church, and when we get also coworkers can get very busy, but it's not to demonstrate how capable we are and how superior we are.
每一件的服事都是我给我们的一个机会，让我们彰显上帝的怜悯、慈爱和恩典。
Every service is an opportunity to demonstrate God's love, mercy, and grace.
这是神要让我们做的善事。
And those are the good work that God wants us to do.
我读到这里的体会到这一点的时候，我就问自己这些问题。
After reading this, I ask myself a question.
我对待别人的事情上有爱吗？有上帝的慈爱吗？
When I treat others, do I have God's love?
我跟弟兄姐妹在一起讲话的时候，有带着上帝的恩典吗？
When I talk to brothers and sisters, do I have God's grace?
我的心里有没有对我的弟兄、对我的姊妹的那一种的柔情、那一种的怜悯？
Do I have mercy towards my brothers and sisters?
因着主耶稣基督的怜悯、慈爱和恩典，我们得了救恩，因此我们当在行事为人当中彰显主的怜悯、慈爱和恩典。
We have been saved by the mercy, love, and grace of Christ, so we should demonstrate the Lord's mercy, love, and grace in our behavior.
雨果写的《悲惨世界》大家都很熟悉了。
We are all very familiar with Victor Hugo's Les Misérables.
这个让阿让啊，这个罪犯关了几年以后，刚刚被放出来。
Sean Valjean was shut in as a prisoner and was just released.
别人都把他当罪犯对待，但他住到那个主教家里的时候，主教对他很好。
Others would treat him as an convict, but yet when he lived in this home of this bishop, he treated him very well.
给他吃，给他住。
Give him something to eat and also a place to live.
但是然而让却恩将仇报。
But yet he repaid his love with something evil.
偷了他家里。 主教家里的贵重的银器。
He stole this precious lampstand and other things from his home.
但出门没走多远就被警察抓住了。
But yet, when he left that place, his residence, not too far, and he was caught by the police.
啊，这个惨了！这如果再被关到监牢里定罪的话，他的罪要更重了。
If he were to shut in the prison again, he would have a lengthy sentence.
但没想到主教却是用恩典、怜悯和慈爱对待他。
But unexpectedly, the bishop treated him with love, mercy, and grace.
主教告诉警察说：“这不是他偷的，是我送给他的。”
The bishop told the police, no, he didn't steal it. I gave them to him.
然而让你还忘了，我还送给你两个烛台，你没有拿走嘞。
And actually, you forgot. There are two lampstands that I gave you. You forgot to take them.
所以经过这件事情以后，然而让内心被强大的这种的恩典的力量所冲击。
And so after experiences, Sean Valjean was really truly impacted by this love.
从此就改变。
He changed.
他开始用同样的怜悯、恩典、慈爱的方式对待他周围的人。
And he also treated those people around him with love, mercy, and grace.
在这过去几百年当中，这个故事让我们真是更深的去体会上帝对待我们那种的恩典、怜悯和慈爱。
And this story for a few hundred years have really helped us experience and understand God's love, mercy, and grace.
那最近我又看了一个电影，这是现代版的《悲惨世界的故事》。
And recently I watched this movie that is kind of like a modern version of this Les Miserables.
这是基于一个真实的故事所改编的一个电影。
It is a true story turned into a movie.
左边这个年轻人是个小混混的。
Young person on the left is this, a young criminal.
他12岁就第一次被抓犯罪被关在监牢里。
At the age of 12, he was caught and put into prison.
从那以后反反复复的不断的经常会走入这个监牢。
And then repeatedly he will go in and out of prison.
他偷东西，他吸毒，做尽各样的坏事。
He stole, he would do drugs and then did all kinds of bad things.
那右边这个人呢叫 Young, 是一个神父。
And the priest on the right, his name is Sean.
他很会读书他读了神学的硕士，读了神学的博士。
He has received a lot of theology education and PhDs and so on.
那虽然他很有学问，他最关心的是那些濒临死亡的人，所以他做了很多临终关怀的工作。
But yet he paid a lot of attention to those people who are near death, and so he did a lot of work in that area.
在他极力的这个推动和呼吁之下，他是波兰人在波兰的一个小城市呢，就建起了一个 hospice 一个临终关怀的一个医院。
And so he, because of his efforts, that this hospice was built in this town in Poland.
那实际上他自己是一个残疾人。
Actually, he is a disabled person.
他出生的时候眼睛就有很严重的问题所以他视力是非常不好。
When he was born, he had eye problems, so he couldn't see very well.
而且后来呢，他得到了最恶性的一种的脑瘤。
And then in the end, he also had this cancer in his brain.
那这两个截然不同的人怎么遇见的呢？
These two very different people, how did they meet?
就是这个年轻人，他不是又被抓进去了吗？然后出来的时候呢，法官就判他几百个小时的社区服务。
So when this young person was released from prison, the judge sentenced him to several hundred hours of community service.
他就派到这个 Young 所办的这个 hospitals 里面呢去做这个义工。
And he was sent to this hospice that Young has established.
那这个时候正是这个神父已经发觉他有很严重的脑瘤。他在一步一步的走向死亡的过程中。
And at that time, this priest already found out he has this brain cancer. It was going to step by step towards death.
就是这个一步一步在走向死亡，身体一天天衰残的这个神父，在这个年轻人身上彰显他的怜悯、慈爱和恩典。
And it's this bishop who is this priest who is going step by step towards death.That reveals God's love, mercy, and grace to him.
给他这个一些任务让他去做，很信任他，接纳他，给他机会，发觉他喜欢这个做饭，就让他下厨房去做厨师，然后找好的厨师训练他，用很多的恩典去浇灌这个年轻人的生命。
is to give him a lot of responsibility and trust him, and then find out that he likes to cook, and is to assign him to the kitchen, and also to assign a cook to teach him and to show him plenty of grace.
当 Young 的这个肉体的生命一点点衰残，他最后死了以后，他就用他的生命，基督的大爱点亮了这个年轻人的生命。
And yet this priest's life was gradually decaying, and then it's through his death and his life that he has light up the life of this young person.
神父找着一切的机会，不断地挑战这个年轻人，你到底活着为什么？你认识这位神不认识？你跟这个神有什么关系呢？不断地来挑战他，让他回到上帝的面前。
And this priest has continuously challenged him and say, why are you living? What is the purpose of your life? Do you know this God?
感谢主，我们任何当中的一个人，当我们在主耶稣基督的这个恩典当中重生之后，我们的生命当中就理应带着这样的恩典的样式去影响，去浇灌，去把这个福音传给别人。
When our lives has been renewed and reborn in Christ, that we should use that same love, mercy, and grace to influence the people around us.
让我们在主耶稣基督的恩典上都能够站立起来。
May we stand in His grace.
不是说我们一定要做什么样的事情，做多少的事情。
It's not we have to do certain specific things.
而是当我们做任何一件事情，讲任何一句话的时候，都能够彰显上帝的恩典、怜悯。
It's really whenever we do anything or say anything that we can demonstrate God's love, mercy, and grace.
让我们一起唱一首回应的诗歌。
We'll sing a song of response.
兴起为耶稣。
Stand up for Jesus.